This is the BBC Light Programme.
Away with dull care. Let the joy bells ring. Huzzah!
By Jove! It's a merry singing funeral! Oh, don't take it so hard, folks. It's only a trial one for Eccles. And now, for an encore, I'll sing a little song entitled Looking Through the Knothole in Grandma's Wooden Lick. Maestro, please sing on. Long, long ago in the wilds of Australia.
I see. You look a sporting gentleman to me. You look like a sporting man.
Just a moment now. How dare you interrupt my act with these I says, while I'm trying to entertain these nice, nutty ladies and gentlemen here.
Tell me, I say, if it takes a chicken 10 days to eat 40 pounds of sawdust, how long would it take to lay a 10-ton wooden egg? Do you give up?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
So do the chicken.
I say now, look here.
Tell me, Mr. Mayor. Can a woman with a wooden leg change a pound note?
That
is what I said.
Well, of course she can.
No, she cannot. You see, she's only got half a knicker.
Kindly leave the green gate.
It doesn't matter, really, because we're still good friends. You see, because come in arms together, just like the way you go and be.
And now, if you'll pardon the expression, number two on your program is the world-famous continental act, Les Trois Toms des Acton.
And onto the stage come three chatty men wearing wigs, leotards, and partially assembled boots. The anchor man has a hearing aid in his shin.
And the Trois Toms des Acton strain to make a subhuman pyramid of knees. Yeah, they've all gone through the stage. They'll be killed.
Oh, my leg. It's gone below the waist.
What's happened? Weren't you on the stage then?
I've broken my right leg.
Only one? Get back on the stage, you hear?
I refuse.
You better do as he says, boy, or we'll never work again. Looky!
Right. Come here.
Yeah?
Help me up with your conch.
All right.
Oh, there goes the other one now.
Two broken legs. Give me the mic. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Presenting Neddy Seagoon in his impression of Toulouse Lautrec.
Stop, Fermé Hoyla.
I second Fermé Hoyla.
And in our midst, if not sooner, rode two men wearing nude clothes. On a unicycle they were. Their bodies driven by legs and their legs driven by feet.
Nothing but the best for us, Kinney. My card de jour.
Ah, doctors Moriarty and Thin. Surgeons, tree fellers, and old women hit while you wait.
We must examine this wreck. Say ah! Come, little hairy Kenny. Let us give you a free diagnosis. Now, put your head on that handle. Just as I thought, a fractured skull.
Yes, Kenny. Now, let us examine your wallet.
Careful with it now.
Empty, by Jupiter. Kenny, you're suffering from advanced poverty.
What? I say, is that dangerous?
If not checked, it can lead to bankruptcy and the pauper's crut. A dread disease that took poor Manx Geldray's conch away in its pride.
Yes, I got it bad, and that ain't good, boy.
Hey, you're going to play, mate.
Yes. That means that you're going back for...
The brandy!
Ladies and gentlemen.
During Mr. Galbraith's conk, the great surgeons worked on Connor's poverty.
Now, little Harry Kenny, here is a national health prescription on hair.
Ah, I see. There are pounds 50 to be taken once a week until better.
Aha.
Money.
Yes.
So that's the cure for poverty.
Yes, it took a lot of lab work, but we found it.
Well, I'll get round to the bank and have this made up.
Not with those naughty broken legs, Kenny. We'll keep them until they are mended. Now, let us rest your body on this pair of skates, and away you go.
Away!
Goodbye!
Hooray!
Hooray
for money! Hooray for money! Hooray for money! Hooray for money! Hooray for money! Hooray for money!
Now, Moriarty, our master plan.
Yes, with a master.
Put on this mask, strap it to your knee.
Yeah.
Then glue this bearded wig to your teeth.
How do I look?
It's too early to say.
Look out. Here comes an announcement.
And now, by arrangement with America, the sound of the Bank of England.
We had a beastly day, dear.
Hello, merry bank teller.
I say, what's this? A sack of potatoes on skates?
Oh, no, no, no. It's only a temporary measure. Now, call your manager.
What is it, Jim? What is it, Jim?
Make up this prescription, please.
Jim? Are you taking £50 of the National Health? Now, that won't cost you a shilling. Jim?
A touche, Jim.
It gets worse all the time. Miss Lum, make up a bottle of £50. There, Jim.
I won't do it again. I promise. Thank you. Thank you, my man. And here's a tip.
A tip? A piece of cork?
Yes, it's a cork tip.
Stop.
It wasn't that funny, folks. It wasn't that funny. Look, nutted by men with masked knees.
He got in. He's lapsing into unconsciousness with a cap and all. Now, get his bottle of money and off his... Oh!
was reading the police gazette and I saw your advert at Red Elk. I've been attacked a plight of the supine body on the pavement.
Yes, my man. I've just had my medicine stolen.
Stolen on it, yarn.
Yarn?
On. Now, where's me mate's notebook now? Oh, yeah, it is on top of the Eiffel Tower. Now then, what was his medicine called?
It's called 50 pounds.
Oh, hello, Karen.
Hello, Eccles.
Well, I'd better be getting along.
Here, wait a minute. He ain't you the minister who built that highway that fell to bits?
No.
Well, with somebody like you, I know.
What? I arrest you for the murder of a blue bottle.
He ain't dead.
Oh, well, you watch it, that's all.
Right.
What?
It's Pa Kenny and his wallet is still empty. Now then.
There, Ken. A fresh prescription for 50 pounds. There. Now, let's get him to a hospital.
Right. Off you go.
Oh, thank heaven you came, Doctor. Some swine's robbed my
piggy. Have a good time on the skate and the
kipper. Now, a National Health Hospital.
Time for your naughty medicine, Mr. Connor.
Oh, nurse. I didn't see you.
You are naughty. Say,
Wow, 50 pounds. My poverty feels better already. Gad, I feel fit.
Hello, dear. Hello, my little dear. How's the patient?
Hello, handsome.
Wow. You're a good-looking fellow, too.
I say, you silly Eccles there. This nurse is a woman.
Oh, well, he's a good-looking woman, isn't he, eh?
Are you married?
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
Yeah, but a girl next door, folks.
He's going up, you know. He's going up. It had to come.
Yeah, folks. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. And now, folks, here is my latest record, folks.
Oh, bad news, folks divine. While that record was in the oven, I was dragged away from my sickbed and thrown in Holloway Woman's Prison. Oh, tragedy. Incarcerated in a women's prison. Come to peace. I have a request for liberty. Give me 24 hours.
Right. Hold out your steaming hat. There. And it's all in minutes.
Tarzan. And in the time given, I will try to trace the villains and regain possession of my legs.
Right. Warden, let him go. But keep him on a chain.
Right. I'll pay it out. Off you go, mate.
China, boy, lion,
goodbye.
And as the body of Connor skates into the night, we find a lone vinegar sipper called Ray Ellington who sings divine.
Say what you do is the way how you do it. Say what you do is the way how you do it. Say what you do is the way how you do it. That's what gets the results. It ain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the place what you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy. Take the jive and swing. It ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets the results. what you do, it's the time that you do it. Dig, dig, cats. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Listen to Peter McGurk, my boy. That's nice. Listen to Judd Robson now. Tell you what you do, it's the way that you do it. Yeah, now it's my turn. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Oh, take it easy. Swing. Tell what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tell what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tell what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. That's what gets results. That's what you get results. It's in what you do, it's the way that you do it. Thank you. Thank you.
Could I have some music with this announcement, please?
All right, then, well, I've been waiting for this bit. Well. Does the Christmas pudding lose its flavour up the chimney overnight? Does the Christmas pudding lose its flavour up the
right,
chimney
Right, then you.
Overnight?
Tar, tar. Paul Connor. I said tar.
All right, then.
Poor Connor is travelling on a roller skate, his legs being filched by the two fiend doctors. We find him on a lonely Sussex moor, a chain round his neck, the other end attached to Holloway Prison.
Have a night.
Oh, what a night, folks. 10 miles I've travelled, and no sign of the two doctors. I must complain to the AA, the BB, and the CC, or in English, yes, yes.
Can I stop singing now, Captain? My nose has started to bleed.
Go away, lad, will you? I'm acting there. I'm acting.
No, I'm...
Oh, could I act with you, then?
Keep quiet, will you? Keep quiet, please.
Well, could I be your stand-in, then?
All right, yes, you can go stand-in. Stand-in. Stand in the hole over there.
Oh, standing in a hole. I wish my mum could see me now. Hello, Mum, Dad, Reen, Eileen and Dave. I am quite well and acting on radio. Keep the dinner in the oven because I won't be... Daddy! You swine, you've hurt my shirt.
Now shut up, child. I'll lay me down on this tatty piece of ground called England.
Going home, Mum. I don't want to stay and play. You hear me? I'm going, you rat. I'm going.
Yeah, that wasn't in the music.
Oh. You, sir! How dare you break into my private sleep?
Well, I saw your mouth open, so I came in.
Well, get out of my mouth and mind the jaws.
Just in time. But wait a moment, sir. Lift up your trouser leg. Ah! Oh! Just as I thought, the ragged underpants of Gunner Connor. Ex-regimental strangler.
Now exposed. How? Tell me, how did you know my terrible secret?
The war, lad. France and the Low Countries, remember?
Ah.
The invasion, Salerno. Remember we spent that night in a field together?
What? Sheila France's 601 ATS company. Darling, what hit you?
Put me down, you military fool. I'm not her, do you hear me? I'm military, not her. And and I quote from this dishonorable discharge paper. I'm... No, better still. I shall unveil myself.
Oh, great. Miss Major Janice Bloodlock. Coward and bar. Why, what are you doing, sir, on a lonely Sussex moor?
The old trouble, lad, the old trouble, you know. You'll never know where you'll find them. You see, I'm on a world tuba-playing tour of England.
It must be hell in there.
It is. Look, we can't stand here in this rain on a lonely moor. People will think we're avoiding them. Wait a minute. Give me a rock. There's something behind that tree. Help!
Aye, yes, fine, blood nut man. You clean my smoke.
And there's more where that came from.
And for no reason other than the paucity of creative continuity, we go to an outlandish old Victorian manor. If you roll up your trousers, you will hear it quite clearly.
Boyle called him Boyle. Oh! 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 I am newt leg of toad, eagle's knee, shell of snail.
Mistress Bannister, what is that hellish fiend brew?
It's your laundry, Henry. I'm making a laundry soup from it. Make way for him, Henry. Stand back.
Morning. Men.
He's saying good morning, Henry. Good morning. He's a bit muttony.
Morning, Uncle.
Morning, Uncle Oscar.
Good morning.
What did you do with this ear trumpety?
Uncle, what are you doing out of your grave so early?
I'm feeling better.
What?
Hot porridge.
He wants hot porridge, Min.
Sip this nice steaming laundry soup. And drink it all down.
Min.
Min.
It turned him into a male chicken.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. We'll give him an aspirin and put him to bed.
Yes,
Kick, come on, kick.
Perhaps it'll wear off in the morning. If not, chicken for Sunday dinner, Min.
That's a messy. The knees have come off my drawers. Oh, dear. Now, a stone through the window.
There's something attached to it.
Oh. It's me, folks, Kenny. And this is my way of saying to you, have you got lodgings?
I've got them very bad.
Look, you could share the steam attic
with the two gentlemen doctors upstairs.
Two gentlemen doctors?
Yes.
Send for the police. These men are criminals.
Oh, we'll be...
What's that? What's that? Oh! It's a pistol of one of the police. They've surrounded the house with surround.
Somebody stepped them off. Get the Gatling gun loaded and put this string in your shoulder holster.
All right.
You in there. Get yourself up on it. You're surrounded. Come out with your hands up or we'll say rude words on you.
Throw my legs out, you naughty man.
One step nearer, Kenny, and your legs will go in the mincer.
What? You wouldn't dare mince the legs of a goner.
No, I tell you, we're desperate men.
You must be, to be honest.
What?
Get that blue bottle now.
He's had living.
You're my standing.
He's had living.
I'm not had living at all. Take. Salt cellars, a blue bottle. Please, take this conker and get my legs back.
All right, Captain, now come up into the gang with me. Ready, men? Charge!
There they go. Little heroes. Oh, that night, folks. The battle for my legs, it raged.
Stop! We give up. Those pimples and elastic string, they will overpower us.
They are too much for us.
They certainly were. Come in, little boys. Come in and have some of this nice laundry soup.
Let's all sip some of this special Minnie's Bannister soup.
We'd like to see what's coming down. Well, here it goes. Here it goes, then. Here it goes.
Did you put in that laundry soup?
Ladies and gentlemen, with the entire cast unfortunately turned into brood chickens, we are forced to close this series of The Goon Show. The entire audience will now join hands, teeth and knees, with the orchestra and sing. That was the last of the 9 series of Goon Shows, with the Relative Quartet, Max Geldray, Wally Stott and his orchestra, Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan, who writes the script, also Kenneth Connor in place of Harry Secombe, who was indisposed. Sound control and effects were by Brian Willey, Ian Cook and Jimmy Pope. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade, and the recorded series was produced by John Browell.